Good morning. Today is the 8th of March, 2024. I'm your host, Helen Femi-Williams, and this is the This Week in FinTech news briefing. This Week in FinTech. In product launches, Change After introduces a centralized hub for point-of-sale financing. ACH Now, a groundbreaking real-time payment solution, is announced in a strategic partnership between Scylla and Trice, promising to transform the speed of transactions. A new retirement plan by Robinhood aims to provide gig workers with a secure financial future. A LinkedIn Insight piece highlights the challenges and solutions in combating first-party fraud within the open banking system. Microsoft AI-powered Copilot for Finance and SC Ventures Marketplace for Ghanaian MSMECs signals tech giants' increasing interest in financial solutions. In other news, Early Warning Services, the company behind Zelle, faces scrutiny over its handling of fraud and scams within its P2P payment app. A White House initiative promises to reduce credit card fees, potentially saving millions of Americans a significant amount in expenses. In a bold economic move, Egypt's centralized bank has decided to float the Egyptian pound against the US dollar. Efforts to revive tourism see China simplifying payment processes for foreigners within the country. Global moves in finance and payment. Developments include MasterCard's collaboration with the Central Bank of Jordan, Brazil's Pix app going international, and Experian including Apple Pay later in credit card reports. Blockchain innovation and bank strategies. Highlights include Rabobank's blockchain transaction, Morgan Stanley's evaluation of Bitcoin's ETFs, and Nationwide's community-focused initiatives. And there's also been shifts towards the smaller banks. Amidst banking consolidation in the US, consumers are increasingly opting for community banks and credit unions, which show robust growth in deposits and loans. And in the partnership corner, South Africa SAV partners with MasterCard to provide comprehensive payment solutions to small businesses, bolstering the entrepreneurial ecosystem. And lastly, the bad news, only one to report here. The Reserve Bank of India extends restrictions on payment bank, with additional fines imposed for money laundering charges, highlighting ongoing regulatory hurdles in the fintech sector. So the Fintectionary is basically the dictionary definition of a fintech word. We're basically going to talk about what it is, its impact on fintech and the wider society. So this week, we're on G because we've been going through the alphabet since January. And G, let's get specific, is for gateway, payment gateways in the world of fintech. Imagine a payment gateway as a secret source that lets merchants snag debit or credit card payments online. It's the unsung hero sitting between a merchant's site and the bank, making sure your payment info jets off safely to the merchant's end. Without it, e-commerce would be like trying to score a goal without football. Now, the heavyweight champs in the arena, Stripe, PayPal, Square, these guys have turned payment gateways from a behind-the-scene player to the MVP of online transactions. They've not only upped game in the security and ease, but also cracked open the global market for everyone from the big league players to the corner shop. But it's not all about making the cash register ring. Payment gateways have a bigger role in the grand scheme of things. They're the knights in shining armor for the global economy, slashing through red tape to enable international sales and giving the little guys, the SMEs, a shot at the title in the global marketplace. Take the Philippines, for instance. Homegrown heroes like PayMaya and GCash are changing the game, tailoring payment solutions that just fit right, filling gaps you didn't know existed. It's not just business, it's about getting everyone into the game, banking the unbanked and pushing the digital world forward. And Europe's all in too. With the payment gateway market set to explode, it's a clear sign that digital payments aren't just about playing. They're leading the change in the future of money exchange. So to wrap this up, payment gateways, they're the backbone of fintech, the secret weapon for businesses going global, a crucial piece in the puzzle of financial inclusion. As we keep charging in this digital age, these gateways are pathfinders, making sure commerce, big and small, keep moving slowly and securely. Here's to the gatekeepers making the digital world spin. FinTech events you need to know about. So as you know, this week in FinTech is on the front page of Global FinTech, which also means we're on the front page of global events. And this week, I have two events to highlight, both happening in New York on the same day, actually, as well. So on the 8th of April, the New York FinTech Coffee Morning is happening, 8:30 to 10:30. And on that same day, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., the This Week in FinTech New York FinTech Week kickoff party is also happening. So if you want to know more about the events, if you want to join them, just go to our website, This Week in FinTech, click events, and they're all there for you. This week in FinTech Jobs. All right, team, gather around because it's that time of the week where we dive into the Jobs of the Week segment, highlighting and spotlighting opportunities that are just too good to scroll past. And this week, my friends, is a corker. We're talking about an opening for an insurance senior manager at Griffin. Yeah, the same Griffin that's carving a new path in the banking world for companies itching to launch their own financial products. Now, here's the skinny on Griffin. They're not your average bank. They're a tech platform with a banking license, designed from the ground up to serve the innovators, the disruptors, and the tech wizards who are embedding finance right where it matters most. And they're on a mission to bust the chains of legacy banking, making it a breeze for companies to offer regulated financial goodies without getting bogged down in its mire. Now for this role, if you have a solid 8 years plus in the financial service trenches, a deep knowledge of the UK's regulatory maze, and a track record for playing nice with the big dogs at the FCA or PRA, well, you're going to want to listen up. Griffin's looking for someone to spearhead their second line assurance plan, keeping the compliance to the straight and narrow, and basically being the guiding light that keeps them innovating without stepping on regulatory landmines. So if you fancy throwing your hat in the ring, check out the job, full spec, and job application on This Week in FinTech. Just go to jobs. And if this role's got you thinking about other jobs that are around, tune in every Friday because we have a different job to highlight. And for the full lowdown on roles like this, make sure you're subscribed to the pod and tuning in every Friday. Hey listeners, we've got a quick break now for a message from the wonderful team at WorkTrip. Now, we all know FinTech is highly competitive. The race is on to get that investment, secure the best talent, and expand rapidly into new customer segments and geos. But which lever can offer competitive advantages and 10 times your goal velocity? Well, think about operational efficiency in the new world of work. The future of work is distributed, but few leaders know how to do it well. That's creating friction and making it harder for leaders like you to achieve your biggest milestone. Sound familiar? Well, happily, the team at WorkTrip are tracking this problem. They've helped distributed teams to connect in real life all year round. How do they do this? By curating the world's best offsite venues and facilitators so you don't have to, and by turning all the latest research on high-performance teams into simple, actionable guidance for you to keep your team connected and on track. For a company of 150, this is delivering an average of $700,000 value in team productivity each year. And with customers like Multi Venues, Tax Scouts, and Finance Unlocked, you'll be in great company. If you're thinking of booking an offsite or team gathering, we recommend giving WorkTrip a shout. Go to worktrip2ps.com. That's worktrips2ps.com to get started. All right, lads and ladies, buckle up because I've got a sneak peek from our exclusive signals that you don't want to miss. This week, we're diving into how Robinhood is preparing for life after PFOF by Noah Winder. So here's the juice. Robinhood, the app that turned every Joe and Jane with a smartphone into a Wall Street trader, is facing a major crossroad. The European Union's just slammed the doors on payments for order flow, PFOF, that's what it stands for. And the SEC's circling like a shark, looking to clamp down hard. For Robinhood, which pocketed a cool $785 million in transaction revenues last year, that's big news. PFOF isn't just a revenue stream, it's the golden goose. Back in the day, Robinhood was like a poster child for pandemic profiteering, turning stimulus checks into stock portfolios. But then came the GameStop saga, and suddenly Robinhood went from hero to zero, accused of playing both sides of the fence. Now, here's what I find fascinating. Robinhood's plotting a course for uncharted waters, navigating a future where PFOF might as well be a relic. It is a bold move. It's a pivot that could redefine the game, not just for Robinhood, but for the entire ecosystem of fintech. For those itching to get the full story behind Robinhood's strategic maneuver and more insights that cut the nose, then you've got to check out Signals. It's not just a subscription, it's your insider path into the news and stories shaping the fintech frontier. And if you're keen on getting more without the fluff, you can catch a little snippet of it every Friday on the news briefing.